It's time for a NOAA Ocean Science Moment. I'm Megan Forbes, and in this science moment, we're taking a look at marine animal telemetry. The word telemetry can refer to almost anything that emits a signal at a distance. When a sensor with a signal is attached to an aquatic animal, we call that marine animal telemetry. Marine animal telemetry is used to help scientists understand the ocean and marine life better. Listen in as NOAA Ocean's Kate Nielsen talks with Zdenka Willis, the former director of the U.S. Integrated Ocean Observing System, or IUOS, about the benefits of marine animal telemetry.
Why do we do animal tagging? What is the benefit of this?
Data from these animals are transforming the way scientists study our waters and opening up new data sources. This technology is leading to profound advancements in understanding these animals and how they interact where they live. The knowledge translates to a better understanding of our planet. This technology allows research to investigate how animals use their three-dimensional world and quantify important and biological aspects of their environments. This data can be used to improve ocean forecasting by reducing errors. There's also a commercial aspect to this effort in providing information and guidance to maintaining sustainable and commercial fishery. Fishermen know that to remain viable, they need to decrease their bycatch and avoid endangered species, and this tag information can help them do that.
Let's talk just a little bit about what the tag is like. What can you tell us about that?
So think of little tiny computers that record and store data about the animals and their environment. Generally, a researcher must recover a tag to download the data. We call that an archival tag. Other tags can transfer information acoustically or by satellite. Sometimes we insert them inside the body of the animal, and other times they're on the outside. So think of a little chip or a microphone. The type of tag and the size of the tag is dependent on the animal and the information we want to collect.
Are there certain species that this sort of tagging works better with than others?
You know, there are many things that we tag. We tag salmon, sturgeon, halibut, seals, sea lions, and fur seals, fish from very small to large ones like tuna and sharks, whales, eels, turtles, seabirds like albatross, squid, crustaceans, and others. Collectively, all of these tags tell us a significant amount about their behavior. So depending on what we need to study and what we want to study, that's what we'll tag. As in most scientific studies, sometimes things don't always go perfectly. But the people who are doing the tagging, they have such a love for the animals and the environment. The last thing they want to do is hurt the animals. They're really trying to help them by understanding their behavior.
Are tags removed after so much time, or do you ever lose tags?
So it depends on the type of tag. There are some tags which the scientist will remove. Some of them are programmed actually to release from the animal and come to the surface, and through their signal will track them down. And of course, yes, some of them get lost. We had one that we thought we were tracking large squid on the bottom of the ocean. And really what we think it was a tag that was just sitting on the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, no. So onto this data then that you receive, what kind of data do these tags actually collect?
So we collect temperature, connectivity, light level, oxygen, and chlorophyll. Equally exciting, we collect information about the animals themselves, like their migration routes. How deep do they dive? Where do they live? Where do they hang out? But it also really helps the scientists better understand the habitat requirements of the marine animals. And it provides insight on how they may be altering their behavior or migration patterns in response to climate change. We really need to understand what's happening before anyone can help the animals.
So where is the data collected? Are there projects that are around the U.S., or is this focused more in just one area where you're trying to collect this data?
So these different scientists are actually collecting information in all of our U.S. waters. So the major challenge that we have is to synchronize the many tagging programs and improving data sharing to the broader ocean science community. And that's where IUOS comes in. Scientists are already collecting this data for their own research, But by bringing it together, we can make it available on the broader scale.
Thanks, Stanka.
We hope you've enjoyed this NOAA Ocean Science Moment. If you liked this podcast and want to hear more, search for the NOAA Ocean Podcast in your catcher of choice or visit oceanservice.noaa.gov. Until next time, thanks for listening.